I'm sure the other UW-Washington would probably like to be mentioned as well. And then there's West Virginia, I suppose, too. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to be here to talk about our LEAP project. And actually, if you go online and put LEAP in to search, there's a whole bunch of different LEAP-type projects, and they're certainly not all nursing. But I'm going to be talking today about a project called Linking Education and Practice for Excellence in Public Health Nursing, and that's the LEAP project in Wisconsin. I first want to acknowledge my co-author on this presentation. Marilyn Haynes Brokop is the project manager for the LEAP project, and I'm the project director. This is a HRSA-funded project, and we are in year three right now. And I don't have any relationships to disclose, financial or otherwise. So this project is, as I mentioned, a three-year HRSA-funded project under the Nurse Education Practice and Retention Program. The whole project is aimed at improving preparation for population-focused public health nursing practice in Wisconsin through collaboration with all of the schools of nursing and the local health departments and the tribal health departments in the state. The project involves improving undergraduate education, improving orientation for nurses new to public health practice, offering new online-focused continuing education courses for currently practicing public health nurses in some core skills needed for population-focused practice, and developing faculty skills in population-focused public health nursing practice. My presentation here will focus only on the undergraduate nursing education improvements that we've been trying to make and the approaches we've been using to do that. Our overall LEAP work is guided by an advisory committee that's made up of public health nurses from both academia and practice across our state. So these are the things I'm going to touch on today. These are some of the things that we've been doing specifically related to trying to improve education for public health practice at an undergraduate level. So I'll go through each of these. So let me give you a quick 101 on Wisconsin. We have 5.6 million people in the state, so we're not quite as rural as Wyoming. We have 93 local health departments, 13 tribal health departments, representing 11 recognized Native American tribes. And we've very specifically been working to engage the nurses who work for those tribes. We also have 5 regional units within the state level health department, and there are regional public health nursing consultants in each of these regions that are on this map, and they've been very much been integral partners in this project. Public health in Wisconsin is not particularly well funded. We're currently ranked 46th out of 50 states in the country in terms of state funding for public health. Over half of our funding for our local health departments is from local property tax dollars. We have 21 schools of nursing in the state that offer BS or RN to BSN completion programs. And another important thing to know about our state is that our state statutes require that a public health nurse have a baccalaureate degree. And our state statutes also include a requirement for counties to provide a, quote, generalized public health nursing service. So it has been, I think, to our great benefit to have the words public health nurse appear in state statutes. So if you don't have that in your state, that type of policy work might be something you could start working on. Okay, so we wanted to base our work in evidence and also to provide a service to our academic and practice partners. So one of our LEAP staff activities from the start has been to conduct literature reviews on topics of relevance to the grant activities. So these are the literature reviews we've completed so far, again, in related to undergraduate education for public health nursing. The lit reviews are summarized in a concise standard format with sections for the topic, purpose, key themes, key findings, gaps in the literature, a discussion section, a summary, and then the actual references. They're printed and distributed at events and meetings, but they're also available for any of you if you're interested in downloading them from the LEAP project website. A second key activity that we've done is we actually completed work that had begun prior to the LEAP project. This is a Wisconsin public health nurse practice model. It was inspired by the work of Los Angeles County and two of our regional public health nursing consultants a number of years ago at this meeting saw that presentation and went back to Wisconsin inspired to create a model for our state. They did so. It wasn't highly used, but when we got the LEAP funding, we were able to put some dollars towards facilitating a kind of organized statewide process to get input about that model, to engage a graphic designer, and to come up with this new model of public health nursing practice in the state. And as you know, a picture is worth a thousand words, and so that's what this model is. It's a picture meant to be a representation of the complex set of concepts, priorities, ethical principles, laws, standards, services, interventions, and processes that are used by public health nurses to achieve improved health and safety for individuals, families, communities, and systems. Some of the components of the model are state-specific. At the top, you see the state health plan, goals and priorities. So the model is driven by our state health planning process and also the LAIR that's the public health statutes in our state. But the rest of it is really consistent with other national models and comes from the Cornerstones and Intervention Wheel, from the Minnesota work, the ANA Scope and Standards of Practice, and the Essential Public Health Services Framework. Those things are all components of this model. So the model, this picture has been produced in a laminated version and distributed. There's also a slide presentation that goes through each of these components of the model that's available to download from our website. So faculty have been using that that slide presentation as well as some of the practice sites. And we're working on a sort of companion document that goes through and explains each of these components. A lot of the content has also actually been formatted to be the first module in our new nurse orientation program, which is another part of this project. So we've been able to use this model to promote standardization or consistency across schools in what is taught about public health nursing, as well as to bring that into the practice settings as well. Another major activity of the grant has been to create regional learning collaboratives. And I stole this idea for sure. Minnesota, for example, had a HRSA grant that also had regional consortia. And so we stole that, and we started with five regional clusters of schools of nursing and local agencies where they place students. And that we call them the regional learning collaboratives. There are LEAP staff that facilitate these RLCs, and they meet varying regularly, but not exactly the same in every region. And there are now actually six regional learning collaboratives because about two years into it, the folks in the northern part of the state that don't have a baccalaureate program in nursing, but they do have students in their agencies from other schools, they wanted to have a regional learning collaborative as well. So now we have six, and that's kind of exciting. Participants in the RLCs include faculty and practicing nurses and nursing supervisors, some of whom serve as preceptors for our student nurses. So we've had faculty from all of the schools of nursing, from 322 different practice partners, and 20 nurses from the tribal health departments have participated in at least one meeting in the RLCs. And we've also, we have one university in Minnesota that places students in Wisconsin, so that person has been participating, as well as some representatives of associate degree programs who were also interested in the concept. So it's kind of whoever wanted to join, it's fine. So let me tell you a little bit more about some of the events of the RLCs. They've done a lot of planned and put on a number of training events. And these training events were on topics that were interest to both the academic and practice partners in the RLCs. So I'm not going to mention all of these, but for example, there was Closing the Circle, Applications of the Public Health Intervention Wheel for Academia and Practice. And that event drew 47 participants, 29 from practice, 7 faculty, 11 students, and focused on how that intervention wheel is used in education and how it can be applied in public health nursing practice. Going public with public health, media access, and social marketing. That drew 58 participants, 23 from practice, 12 faculty, and 18 students, and focused on how media messages can be communicated to enhance public health. Conscientious communication, improving the effectiveness of our communication with others. That event drew 44 participants, 30 from practice, 12 from faculty, and 2 students. So you can see that these trainings are, they're regional, they're focused on things that were relevant to the nurses in the RLCs, and they are consistently bringing those two groups together to try to improve. What we're really trying to do is make sure that education reflects practice. And practice needs. Okay, but in addition to training, they do a lot of, they've been doing a lot of what I call linkage activities. And so these are activities that, again, are designed to try to improve undergraduate education. So one of the RLCs, the Southern, the SLEEP group, as we call it, they mapped out suggested teaching and learning strategies at individual, community, and systems levels for field experiences for student nurses using that the PHN competencies and the interventions and the standards. So it's a grid format, and it includes a place then for the agency to go through and to identify possible student experiences that would fit those standards and interventions and competencies. And I actually have copies with me of most of these tools that I'm going to be mentioning. I've got a few copies. If you want to take one home, get to me soon. Otherwise, they're all downloadable from our website also. Another example, the Southeast region, built on some prior work by academic and practice partners there to create a method for curricular review for the PHN competencies. And that we're now applying that across 8 or 9 schools to identify where in the curriculum content exists and activities exist to try to meet those competencies. Another RLC, the New Leap Group, has created a wiki site that is becoming kind of a repository for field experience project ideas and experiences of students in the various agencies there. They also created an evaluation form to help preceptors assess student performance, because that's one of the things that preceptors have a hard time with sometimes is really being able to judge the level of student performance. The Western Region Group created a communication tool for use by students, preceptors, and faculty. What we call ELEAP, or the Eau Claire Western Northwest part of the state, developed a local health department and tribal health department profile format that is being used to really identify where there are student project opportunities in agencies, and then the schools can use that with their students. They also developed kind of a wish list by the agencies of where they'd like to have students engaged in their organizations, and also quite a lengthy acronym list, because you know we're always using a lot of acronyms, and they found that was useful for both students and practice people and faculty to have some place to look up where what these things mean. Okay, so if any of you have any questions about any of these, I'd be happy to talk to you later, or go to our website. Thank you, Connie, for mentioning the Preceptor online course. This is another part of this project, but this course was developed prior to this project using AHEC funding, and it's an online course for nurses who work in community health sites with students as preceptors. It consists of 9 modules that focus on skills helpful in being a preceptor, as well as giving a lot of ideas around teaching strategies, and it connects to the intervention wheel. So far, under this HRSA project, we've had 134 nurses that have registered for the course, and 61 have completed it so far. So we're offering it at no cost to the nurses anywhere in the state for this project. But as Connie mentioned, the online course is available to anybody across the country, and people are taking it from a variety of places. We also have a whole objective around improving the skills and knowledge of faculty for teaching population-focused public health nursing practice. We've had a series, we're preparing to have our third one, of faculty development conferences. We're specifically focused on community health, public health nursing faculty. We've had a couple great speakers, as you can see, in Betty Beckmeyer and Christine Gebbie come. And we really focus on the standards and the competencies and how to better use those in our teaching. Our third conference is scheduled in January, and Dr. Janet Allen from the University of Maryland will be joining us to talk about our population health curriculum framework. And we're also going to be looking at simulation in public health nursing education. One of our five UW system schools has created an island in Second Life that's a public health island, and we're going to be looking at using that for nursing education. Our website is at this address, and it's really been a major activity and a major success, I think, of the project. The website is a key way in which the LEAP project links academia and practice through communication. We put everything basically up there, and so you can download a lot of information, and the work and the products of the RRSCs are available through their website. We also have links to the preceptor course and a whole variety of other kinds of resources that are useful in the population-focused practice area. another interesting feature of the website is something called the LEAP Spotlight, and these are short articles that have been written by student nurses about a public health nurse, either in academia or practice, somewhere in the state. So they're stories that gives the students an opportunity to interview people, and we have an archive of these. At any one time, there's sort of one that's highlighted, but then there's an archive of the other ones. Another option for communication in our state that we've been using in the LEAP project is a listserv, so that anybody can send messages to each other. The last thing I'll mention is that part of our evaluation plan for the overall project was to track student interest in public health as a career. And I created an electronic survey. It's very short. There's three questions in it. And we make that available at the end of each semester to all of the schools of nursing and the students who are completing their community or public health content in their program. So far, I've got these two semesters of data. The two highest placement sites are local health departments and schools at around 40% of the students are getting their public health experience either in health departments or schools, or actually about 80% total. And then 48% overall have reported moderate or very strong interest in public health as a career, while 52% are not interested in public health as a career. So there's some room for improvement, though this wasn't as sort of negative a picture as I feared it might be. We do have some problems with the survey. The response rate is pretty low at this point. We're trying to improve that. So just in concluding some reflections about this project, the funding is extremely helpful. A lot of this would not be happening without the HRSA funding, but we're certainly trying to build in ways of sustaining this kind of linkage activity into the future, and I think we've got some ideas for doing that. Creating the public health nursing practice model was a great linkage activity. It brought practice and education together right away in a project to work on together. And having that model in place and now being used across the state, I think is providing some consistency about what we mean when we're talking about public health nursing. We need to evaluate that and evaluate just how the model is being used and what value added that model has brought. Third, I think the LEAP linkage activities have brought some students to training events and certainly has helped public health nurses understand how better to work with students in documenting and sharing the breadth and depth of the field experiences that they're doing with practicing nurses. So it's really kind of creating synergies around and ideas around what students could do in agencies. And I think it's getting more of the health departments interested in having students. In fact, the number of health departments who are willing to have students has actually increased a little bit through this project. And fourth, we're building into this process the practice of looking at evidence through those literature reviews and sharing those. And I think they've been pretty positively accepted by both practice and academia. So this is our contact information and the LEAP Project website again, and I'll be happy to answer questions later. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Zahner. And yes, please stick around for questions from our speakers after our last presentation.